Start from Tu Bishvat.
Okay, we're studying selected excerpts about Tu Bishvat. Excerpt number one from Rabash, letter 46. It is known that Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of the year, is a time of judgment when the world is sentenced favorably or unfavorably. Rosh, head or beginning, means root, and the branches emerge from the root. The branches always extend according to the essence of the root. Thus, the root of figs will not produce branches of dates, and so forth. As the root and beginning that a person establishes for himself in the beginning, so he continues his procession of life. Also, the judgment that a person is judged in the beginning of the year means that a person judges himself, and he is the arbiter and the executor. For man is the arbiter, the litigant, and the knowledgeable one, and the witness. It is as our sages said, there is judgment below, there is no judgment above.
Let's continue.
We're going to read the second reading, Rabash, Article 91, Rosh Hashanah for the trees. Rosh Hashanah for the trees. Man is called the tree of the field, and Rosh Hashanah is the time of sentencing, meaning to sit or for judgment or for mercy. Hence, the month of Shvat is the fifth of the winter months, which is regarded as Hod. For then it turns from Daveh to Hod, meaning when we are rewarded with walking in the quality of Chesed, it extends from the Sfira of Chesed to Hod, and all the blessing is in the quality of Chesed. As it is written, for I said a world of...
Yes.
Where through the blessing we are rewarded with fruits. It is as Bala Sulam wrote, that this is why on the 15th of Shvat we bless on the fruits, since this is the whole distinction between Kedusha and Klipa, for another god is sterile and does not bear fruit. The success in the work to be rewarded with fruits is only through Chesed, since when we work with the quality of bestowal called Chesed, we merit the adhesion with the Creator, and when we are rewarded with Dvikut, we are rewarded with everything. Hence, on the 15th of Shvat, called the Rosh Hashanah, the head of the year for the trees, we must strengthen ourselves with the quality of Chesed, for by this we will be rewarded with fruit called a fruit-bearing tree.
Let's continue. Let's read another one.
Item number 3 from Rabash, letter 29. It's written that man is a tree of the field. That is, that similarity is between man and the tree in the field, that all those things that are about the trees are also with man. Because until a person will be qualified to have fruit, he must go through all the work that is done with the trees. And the matter of the fruits is man's essence. And Bala Sulam explained why there is the matter of eating fruits. He said that it is because this is the whole difference between Kedusha and the Sitracha. As it is written in the Zohar, another god is infertile and does not bear fruit. As he interprets in the Sulam, that is, their source runs dry and they wither until they are completely shut. But those who advance in Kedusha are rewarded with blessing in their works, which yields its fruit in its season and its leaf do not wither. This is why the people of Israel make an indication of it to show that the main thing is the fruits. And the fruits of holiness are by being rewarded with the revelation of his godliness. And he becomes as a never-ending fountain, advancing from degree to degree, until he is rewarded and says, he will be glorified in me, for he desires me, and he will be to me a gazelle's crown.
So, let's go.
Item number 4 from Rabash, letter 55. Rabbi Yochanan asks, is man the tree of the field? Meaning, what similarity is there between man and the tree of the field? What do we learn by the comparison in text between man and the tree of the field? He brings evidence to that from the verse, do not eat of it and do not cut it down, referring to a wise disciple. If he is decent, meaning learning Lishma, which means that he is learning things that will lead him to yielding fruits, it means that this learning will bring him to bear fruit, meaning mitzvot and good deeds. He will learn this because by that he will be rewarded with the potion of life. This is the meaning of, you may eat from it, but do not cut it down. If not, if you see that the learning you are, these studies that you're learning do not bring you to mitzvot and good deeds called fruits, then know that it belongs to the Sitra Achra and not to Kedusha. This is the reason for the custom to eat fruits on the 15th of Shvat, to imply that we are going by the way of holiness and we have fruits.